neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
Hey, St. Louis. This is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
The cloud.
Oh, the cloud.
With his pants falling down,
the
or the dance.
Down in the
that's the dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is me.
Where the villain is me.
That's right. We're here to talk about what is entertainment and what's a waste of your time and money. And the man who's going to take care of that is Colin Jeffrey. He is brought to you by Window World. Window World makes windows. And they make the number one selling replacement window in the United States in the original $189 window. Would you please make welcome Colin Jeffrey?
Oh, thank you, Frank. How are you doing today?
Oh, I am doing so well. Now, do you mind, we'll give you plenty of time. We run a little late, it's okay, because we got a nice open rest of the hour. But I want to just get this out of my system here, because it's very hurtful. And I will say, Colin, you've never hurt me. You've never done anything hurtful to me. I don't believe Peon or Dan has, or most people here. But this Jim Carrey, this guy who is on before us.
Right.
I have to share this with you. He did it again today. He said, coming up, Frankie and the Girls.
Or ladies, yes. He's used
no,
both.
No, he said girls. Today
yeah.
He said girls. Frankie
girls?
And the Girls.
Mm.
Now, he's calling you guys girls.
Mm. Yes.
So I sent him a text. And I said, I don't get the Frankie and the Girls thing. I said, it doesn't, I don't mind it. I just don't get it. Here's what he texted me back.
Oh, boy. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. No. Sometimes you think somebody's a friend. So I said, I don't get it. Here's what he sent back. We could fill a room full of things you don't get.
What?
Whoa.
Then I texted him back and I said, well, that's true. Two rooms, actually. And then he texted back with a copper dome. Meaning
the size of a meanie.
A meanie?
Yes.
Oh.
You can fill things I don't get with two buildings the size of a meanie. That's hurtful.
That escalated quickly.
With a copper dome.
That is really hurtful. And Colin, thank you for not ever participating in something.
No.
This
of
is
course.
Bullying. Talent's this is when they talk that. About bullying on social media. This is it. Right here.
And I saw him earlier, and he didn't say anything.
No, of course he didn't say anything. That's what bullies do. They don't know they're bullies. Now, let's try to real quickly try to analyze why would somebody do that? Why would he say Frankie and the Girls? Frankie, not Frank. Frankie and the Girls. And then why would he say, oh, we can fill a room full of things you don't get? And I'll tell you why. Jealousy. Have you seen him? You've seen him. You've seen his face.
Yes.
And you've seen me.
Yes.
Jealousy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Jealousy. He wants to be me. And so
he does?
Okay, well, maybe not.
I would like to be Frank Opinion.
But that's hurtful, and I wanted people to know.
Sounded like Steve the Conductor.
I wanted somebody out there to know that we have a person like that working here. So, yeah, I'm not gonna. I'm not playing that game. I'm not gonna participate. I'm not gonna fire back with something hurtful. That's just not.
No,
how.
Don't.
I'm not gonna do it, Dan. I'm taking your advice on that. So now we turn to Colin Jeffrey and ask Colin, did you see Becoming Warren Buffett?
No, I haven't watched it yet. It was on last night, though.
Well, yeah, we know. We talked about it. You don't listen to the show. We did a whole segment on it. Tim Weiland even jumped in. You don't listen?
He
I must have missed that.
To me.
I got up out of the chair that has a radio next to it at my house.
No,
and I walked
truth.
Away for a second.
Tell the truth. You stopped listening when Kent Martin took your job.
No, I still listen every now and then when I'm in the car. That's I never good. Listen when I'm at home.
That's called being a good sport. Right
yeah.
Yeah.
That's called. Come on. I like this segment. I like when you do it on Fridays with Paul Harvey and
Harris.
Paul Harris. Harris. What is it?
Paul Harris.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you have today? And by the way, I want to know when you watch Becoming Warren Buffett. I'd love to know what you think.
Okay.
Because we don't agree on everything, but I think you're really going
to
like that.
I won't keep my opinions to myself.
All right. What do you have?
Well, we have a couple of DVDs out this week. We have a comedy out, actually, right now. Dan, you don't have to laugh yet.
Thank you, because if you didn't stop him, he'd have done it.
You don't have to laugh yet.
Whoa.
He'd have done his, really? What is that character?
Muttley.
Muttley, yes. Yeah.
The snickering hound.
A couple DVDs out that are comedy. So, Boo a Madea Halloween. This is the only Madea movie I've not seen. I sat down and watched all of them.
Really?
Hey, do you have sad news about Blinda Boy Boo?
No. Did you just make up that name?
No. Don't blow your horn?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He was just
shot. Rapper. He's a rapper in St. Louis. Just shot and killed. We lost another rapper. I shouldn't have mentioned it. Now you're going to be all down. So go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'll soldier on. The worst movie of last year, in my opinion, Masterminds. Zach Galifianakis, Kristen Wiig.
Never heard of it.
It's, well, they filmed it like 2.5 years ago and then did what you do with all good movies. They put it on a shelf and then brought it out, you know, 2 years after they intended to.
You ever see...
It's really bad. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's fun. I tried to watch it last night. It looked really funny. I got to tell you something. I can't get past all the filthy F words. For no reason. It's just loaded with them. I just still...
Frank.
But I'm so old. I just... But it looked funny. It looked very funny.
I don't know how to break this to you, Frank.
What?
But you're an old man.
I just said that. I just said it, Mike.
That's how Ian earns his paycheck there.
Sorry. Yep. You know what I'm doing to you? What my wife does to me in real life, interrupts, talks over me. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Jack Reacher Never Go Back is out on DVD.
I've never wanted to see those.
That's not, Jack Reacher. Not bad. It's not great.
Jack Reacher, my high school teacher. Jack Reacher. Oh, that's Abigail.
Because to me, Tom Cruise does these movies to show the world what a tough guy and a macho guy he is, even though I may only be 5'5", but watch this. It's like he's overcompensating.
He looks like Tia Leone. They look alike. They look
really
like they could be brother and sister.
I need to look at her. I don't know. Can't conjure up what she looks like in my head. What else?
On TV this week, have you ever wondered
what
squirrels or, like, cobras, hippos, what these animals do when no one's around? Like, what they're like when we never see them?
I've never wondered.
You've never wondered? Squirrels is the one that gets to me. Like, what do they do? Because when we see them, they're acting nuts. They live for days.
No, they are. They're the herky-jerkiest, nutty little thing.
They're like little nervous bellies running all over.
They are nervous.
So are they always like that? We will get our answer. It's called Spy in the Wild on PBS. It premieres this Wednesday. They created lifelike robots with cameras to mimic all of these different animals, and they will send them out. So in this first one, we'll see crocodiles and how they actually care for their young. But they also made a little squirrel robot to follow along with all the other squirrels.
And the squirrels don't know it's a robot?
No, it looks like a squirrel, or enough that it doesn't affect them. And I know it's ridiculous, but why not check it out? I love these nature things. And
when I watch squirrels, to me, what they're saying or thinking is, what's that? What's that? What's that? Watch out! Watch out! Watch out. Yeah. Don't look at me! Don't look at me! Like,
run!
I saw an article yesterday. This photographer happened to catch two squirrels in the middle of a fight, and it looked like two ninjas. Like some of the action shots he had, they were both like off the ground, like horizontal next to each other,
wow,
like karate kicks.
Well, they're the single goofiest little animal on the planet.
Yes. Well, this show, Spy in the Wild, and you will see tomorrow night crocodiles. Do you know how cats carry their little kittens?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how crocodiles carry baby crocodiles.
How do you get your teeth in the back of the neck of a crocodile?
I have no. I don't know if they just pick it up and
hard,
gently hold it in their teeth
or something. Or,
no, they actually use their teeth to like hold baby crocodiles.
It's like luggage. They have one of those little straps right there.
That's not even funny.
Okay.
Not at all.
Yee.
Well. Yeah. That. Well said, P.I.E. Yikes.
Thursday night on NBC, I'm nervous about this show. I think it could be good or it could be a train wreck. It's called Powerless. This show takes place in the DC Comics universe where superheroes exist, but what it focuses on,
and there's always a
butt in your face.
Should have said however.
No, you shouldn't.
It focuses on a small company that creates products that they sell to people who are concerned about getting hurt as part of collateral damage from superheroes. Like when Superman has to stop a building or they accidentally knock over a building. It focuses on this little company that makes products to keep people safe from superheroes. I think it could be funny or it could be a train wreck.
Yeah, you're right.
7:30 NBC Thursday night. The Super Bowl Sunday night on Fox. I don't care about the game a whole lot, but I guess I will watch for the commercials.
Well, it's not exactly the, you know, end of the season matchup I think people were looking for, but I still think a lot of people watch it because it's just the tradition, the commercials, the halftime show, you know.
Lady Gaga
used to get people over and have toasted ravioli or whatever.
I think a lot of people like to root against the Patriots too, yeah. So I think that'll still get a lot of viewers.
Is Gaga the halftime?
She's the half, and she's alone. No one else. There's not like
no
a
Tony
big,
Bennett.
There's not like a big mashup. It's her. So we'll see how this goes. I think she'll put on a good show. I mean, she always puts on a good show.
I have the recording of when Tony announced that he would not be with her.
Oh, you do?
If you want to hear it.
Sure.
Hang on. Let me reach over here and get it. Hi, everybody. This is Tony Bennett. I'm not going to be at that halftime show, but my friend Lady Gaga is going to be there, and I hope you cats will give her your eyeballs will be on her for that halftime. This is Tony Bennett.
Eyeballs.
Put your eyeballs on her.
I did that once, babe.
No, you didn't.
Put your eyeball on something. You left it there.
I just told him, Bennett, you know, every once in a while, my man Dan Strauss will make a reference to Sammy Davis Jr. I knew Sammy. I knew him well, but you young cats, you don't even know who that is. Hell with you.
Wow. That's a little salty there. I haven't seen a single commercial ahead. Ordinarily, you'll see them floating around online. So
I heard somebody else talking about that they were out there online.
But I haven't watched one. So, hopefully there's something good this year. And then 24 Legacy gets the after Super Bowl slot on Fox.
Is that 24 with Kiefer Sutherland?
Except Kiefer Sutherland is not in it because he's on one of Dan's favorite shows, Designated Survivor.
How do you have 24 without Kiefer Sutherland?
Well, this time it stars Corey Hawkins, who was in Straight Outta Compton last year. He's an ex-Army Ranger. While he was deployed, he killed a terrorist leader. Good. Followers of that leader are now targeting his team at home and their families.
Ooh.
See, you're hooked. You are hooked already the description.
Yes. Because I've thought about this. SEAL Team 6, Osama bin Laden. I've thought about that stuff.
Yeah.
What if they decided to go after the families of the members of SEAL Team 6, who I'm sure they find out who they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So that's it. That's on after the Super Bowl Sunday night on Fox. Budweiser, this is the only Super Bowl ad I've heard anything about. I'll be curious to hear how this is received, but Budweiser unveiled a pro-immigration Super Bowl ad. I haven't seen it.
We'll talk about it next week.
We'll talk about it next week because I'm certain that we will see that ad will be front and center. It's
Did you see the story that they turned down a commercial from GNC, the... they sell
the supplements.
They turned down the hypocrisy of the NFL because they said that in the past they had sold supplements that were not approved by the NFL. What?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it.
They turned down any money.
At the SAGs, I watched the SAG Awards. I liked them. I thought they were pretty good. You get to vote in those, correct, Frank?
Yes, I do.
Sarah Paulson. Who was in...
I like her. She was in that thing...
OJ's... Yeah.
Yeah, in the People Horror vs. Series. People vs. O.J. Simpson. What was that with Jessica Lange?
American Horror Story. But the People vs. O.J. Simpson allowed her to accomplish something no one has ever done before. She won the Emmy, Golden Globe, SAG, Television Critics Association, and Critics' Choice Awards all five of the major awards in television for the same role. No one's ever done that before.
Wow, she played conjoined twins in American Horror Story. She was both sides and did a great job.
In Freak Show.
But the SAG Awards, I always think of a bunch of old ladies getting up and taking their bras off.
Well, you know what? That's disgusting and sexist, and I think old women everywhere right now are offended.
Dolly Parton actually spoke at the SAG. She introduced Lily Tomlin because they were castmates at 9 to 5 back in the day. Dinging.
Oh, I was going to say, well, you snorted, but yes, you're doing that.
You were doing Lily Tomlin.
Thank you.
But she actually made a joke about, she said, they had me speak at the SAG Awards, but I'll tell you what, the second I get any sagging, that I can see any sagging, I call my doctor.
Oh.
That was her joke.
Pretty funny.
Dolly Parton, she was pretty funny. Samantha Bee, who has the show Full Frontal on TBS on Wednesday nights now.
You know, I feel sorry for just as funny, but couldn't make it. Samantha Wasp.
Samantha Wasp.
No.
Yes. It's Wasp humor.
Samantha B minus. B humor.
Bug humor.
B what?
B minus. I thought you were going for a grade joke, but you went.
See, don't try.
You went
read.
The insect route.
Don't try to read me, man.
You threw me out there.
Yep.
Samantha Hornet was another one.
That
didn't make it. Stop. Go ahead, Colin. This is where Colin's going. I got to end this.
No, it's all right. She is hosting. And I guess coordinating something called not the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh, I heard about that.
Because they think it's going to be difficult, and I'd have to agree, they think it's going to be difficult to get comedians or a comedian to come and host the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I absolutely agree. And here's another thing I'm wondering, are they even going to have it this year? Is that's the Kennedy Center Honors.
Ooh.
You got so many of these celebrities who will have nothing to do with him. This is going to be awkward. I agree. A Correspondents' Dinner might not have one, and they might not have a Kennedy Center Honors this year. We'll see.
Yeah, she's extending invitations to celebrities, comedians, journalists. So it'll be interesting to see if people choose not, like, especially journalists, if they choose not to go to the Correspondents' Dinner and go to the not the Correspondents'
Dinner.
So this
is the same thing, just without him.
I think it's the same night, at the exact same time. It's just without him, and they're going to be able to roast the president.
It should just be another row, a Donald Trump
roast. You can
roast
him at the actual thing. They do it every year.
Well, the problem is, when he had his roast on Comedy Central, he required sort of right of first refusal for any jokes.
Oh, my goodness.
And he edited the script, and the producers and writers for that came out and gave an interview last year and said he just destroyed it. Like, he didn't understand what a joke was. He would keep the setup of a joke, but then cross out the punchline and not suggest something different. Just be like, oh, here's a setup. Donald Trump's a great businessman. Yeah. But then they ignored the punchline, so that was interesting. Yeah. And then this is the last thing I want to say. Paul Thomas Anderson and Daniel Day-Lewis are back together. We have the first pictures from the set of their new movie together. You're probably asking, why does this matter? The last time they came together was for There Will Be Blood, which, if you haven't watched...
Is that the oil...
Yes, with Daniel Plainview, which was amazing. I love that movie.
I know Daniel Day-Lewis was in it, but I never saw it. And you tell me if it's good and I should watch it. My Left Foot.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
I mean, I would watch him act in anything. He's that
He
good.
Doesn't do a lot. He's very selective.
He is. I think the last time he did a movie was 2012 when he did Lincoln and won an Academy Award.
Yeah, he was great.
He was very good. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Oh, well done. It's Colin Jeffrey. You'll hear him again on... You don't hear him do the news anymore. They fired him from that. But you will hear him Friday with Paul Harvey. And wait for the end. Because when it, what? Okay, well, that explains it. I was going to say wait for the end because he'll say, good night, buddy. Because he's a different guy. Colin Jeffrey brought to you by Window World. I think you know by now it's the number one replacement window, number one selling replacement window in the United States, and the original $189 window. Now, I'd say we take a quick break, we come back, and then, Peon, we have your contribution to the Burke segment. Is that okay?
Okay.
That's what we'll do. I have known Thompson Price. That's a man. It's a man's name, and it's a company name, and I have known him for... over 20 years, 21, 22 years. Met him when we were trying to decide who we were going to hire to to remodel our kitchen. At the time, we'd had our house about 10 years, and I'd had about all that kitchen I could take. I'd been staring at that thing for 10 years, and I spend a lot of time in the kitchen. My wife does, too, because we got a TV in there. And I watch TV, and we open up carry-out food in there. And I just didn't like it. It was dark. The cabinetry was dark and depressing. Center island, I didn't like that. I didn't like it. A lot of things about it. So three companies, three bids, and the winner was Thompson Price because of a couple of things. One, the comprehensive blueprint, I guess is the best way to put it. That's what it looks like, that showed us exactly what we get and where it would be, and why it was there, why it was placed where it was. Price, the actual amount, the only reason that came into play was that it wasn't too cheap. And by that I mean, if somebody comes to you and says, in the case of our kitchen, and said, our kitchen, I'll tell you exactly how much it cost. By the time it was all, it was $50,000. That was 20 years ago. It was a lot of money. But to this day, I say it was worth every dollar. And when I say the amount didn't factor in, it does when somebody comes along and the bid is so cheap. When you hear people say, well, they had the best price. Well, yeah, but maybe the reason they were some company was so much less than the others was they're just not going to do it right. And it's going to be cheap material. So I don't want that. You know, if somebody said, I'll sell you a brand new car for $3,000, something's wrong. It's just, I know that everywhere else the same car is $18,000 or $20,000. Something wrong here. So if somebody had come to us for the same kitchen and said that'll be $80,000, I would know that's too much. So two companies were right about the same, within a couple of $1,000s, Thompson Price and another one whose name I don't even remember. And we went with Thompson Price. What a great decision. And what it did was it kept us from ever having, again, to get bids on future jobs. Like the bathroom we did a couple of years later, or a couple of years after that, the bathroom we did. Or when we added an addition to the house, which was a master bedroom on the ground level and a master bathroom. We didn't have to go get bids. We knew exactly who we wanted because we were so pleased with the original work Thompson Price did on our kitchen, and you will be too. If you want your money's worth, here's the name, Thompson Price, and please make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you're talking to. Then you'll know you got the right outfit. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Their showroom is in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. ThompsonPrice.com.
All right, let's go to check on traffic. He's airborne. It's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, number two on Highway 170 northbound, you've got a new accident at Natural Bridge. It was a tail end from that earlier backup from Frost. And you got the two left lanes blocked. That's northbound 170 at Natural Bridge. Two left lanes. You're backed up to Page. You've got, you couldn't see in front of the camera. We're going to go up there and check it out. But you either had a stalled tractor trailer or maybe there was an accident with a car in front of it blocking the left lane on eastbound Highway 270 right at the Missouri bank of the Chain of Rocks Bridge. And traffic is jamming back now to Bell Fountain. I'm looking at southbound 270. And you're pretty heavy between Highway 44 up through Gravoy, a little heavy in the right lanes to Tesson Ferry, and then downtown eastbound Highway 40, that was jamming up from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by GNC. Make every day your big game. Find the courage to take the first step toward any of your goals. Lower prices, free rewards, more results. Visit your GNC or GNC.com. Hashtag one new GNC. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 until 6. Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoin.
And I'm Randy Naughton.
Inviting you to join us for the Martin Kilcoin Show at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's John Carney, and we're taking a trip. Join me for an amazing 11-day excursion to France. October 19th, we'll head to Paris for meals in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower. We'll jump on the high-speed TGV train to Provence, a tour of Cezanne's workshop. We'll pop into Monaco and Nice and so much more. And since you're going with me, you know we'll eat well and enjoy some of the greatest wines in all of France. I'm proud to partner with Colette, North America's premier tour operator, for this trip of a lifetime. It's a magical 11 days in France with me, October 19th. For more information, go to my page on KTRS.com and click on the banner for more information. That's KTRS.com. Go to the Carney Show page and click on the banner about the trip, and we'll all head to France together, October 19th.
Did you know that Social Security was meant to be a tax-free benefit? If you are drawing Social Security, are you paying tax on your benefits? Do you know why? Or, for those of you that have not started Social Security, do you know if you will pay tax on your benefits in the future? As the owner of a tax office and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show, I understand how taxes can erode your retirement income. I have found that there are two tax systems in the U.S., one for the informed and one for the uninformed. Unfortunately, the uninformed pay more taxes than they should. In my next Social Security seminar, I will discuss how you could maximize your benefits and potentially eliminate or reduce the tax on Social Security. Reserve your spot today by calling 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, member FINRA and SIPC.
Tired of stale old potato chips in the vending machine? How about fresh fruit? How about a nice Cobb salad or a nice fresh chicken wrap? It's possible thanks to a St. Louis company called Dynamic Vending. They have a state-of-the-art kitchen where they will cook the meals every single day. They will deliver them to your office, and then you have the option of working through lunch with great, healthy food options. You don't believe me? You need to find out about Dynamic Vending. They've been in business here in St. Louis for over 25 years. They're called micro markets, and what they're able to do is they're able to bring you fresh food. They have self-checkout payment kiosks. How would you like Starbucks in your office for coffee options? Yes, Dynamic Vending can do that as well. It is the most amazing company, and I'm thrilled to be their spokesman. DynamicVending.com, DynamicVending.com, or 314-895-1685. Revolutionize lunch in your office. DynamicVending.com.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time medical technologists to provide pathology and laboratory services for our veterans at our local facility. The VA offers competitive benefits including pension, 401k, paid vacation, holidays, and sick leave. Serious candidates, please call me at 314-488-8252. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me, Christine, at 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system, healthcare for heroes.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Altair Traveling Cruises in Brentwood, owned by Pat Blassie and her staff, will make sure your next vacation comes off without a hitch. Whether it's pricing, whether it's places, accommodations, Altair Traveling Cruises knows how to navigate all the pitfalls of traveling in the 21st century. We've been on numerous trips with Altair Traveling Cruises. The pricing and the atmosphere and the customer service, second to none. For your next trip, let Altair Traveling Cruises help you out. AltairTravel.com.
Are you able, Peon, to go back, just play a portion of the commercial just before the last one, where I think it was Larry Connors?
Yes.
Could you just play a little bit
just
of that?
Just play the beginning of it?
Yeah.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals.
I've never heard that. Is that new?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Never heard that before. Wow. All right. had a nice chat this morning with a guy named Tom Earl. Tom Earl owns Simple Self Storage. These are storage units, and you put your stuff in there in a nice, clean, safe environment in South St. Louis, and come and go as you want, access 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and a lot of great security and surveillance cameras. There are 57 of these units. They're all indoors. It's not like you've seen these places where you could drive by and you see you drive down a row and another row and park your car and get out. And no, these are in an enclosed, think of it as a warehouse. You'll see it when you go to their website, and I hope you will, simpleselfstorageunits.com. And I'm here to tell you that out of 57 units, and get ready for the oohs and ahs, 20 are rented.
Hey.
Now, that leaves 37 units, and I do not have a calculator.
Wow.
I did that in my head.
Whoa.
So what I would do if I were you, if you have some things that you need to store or you know it's coming up, you're getting ready to move, or the kids are gone away from the college and they don't need, or they're on their own and they don't need the furniture anymore, I would get down there and check this facility out. You can start by checking them out online, simpleselfstorageunits.com. And simple is the perfect word, because what Mr. Earl has done is he's created not only a very clean and very safe storage facility, but he's made it simple. For example, you rent a storage unit. The second month is free. And you go, well, that must mean if you sign a two-year deal. No, it doesn't mean any. You don't sign anything. It's the second month is free. If you're there 2 months, the second month is free. If you're there 8 months. But if you're 8 months, it gets better, because after 4 months, there's 5% off. And after 8 months, there's 10% off. And after 12 or more, it's 15% off every month. And the price will never go up. It's not one of those deals where you've got all your stuff in there and then you get the notice that, we've had a price increase. That 4x7 or 10x25 unit you have is going up in price. And the units are anywhere from 4 feet by 7 feet to 10x25. Your first look at the facility will come online, simpleselfstorageunits.com. Tom Earl is the owner. He is there from 8 to 6, Monday through Friday. And even when he's not, you will feel safe and know that any time, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, if you want to go retrieve something, add something, you're never going to be uncomfortable doing it. And it's just a terrific idea. And I know that's a big business, the storage business. But like anything else, there are some I wouldn't, if it's after the sun goes down, I wouldn't get out of the car at some of the places and walk to a unit. In this case, you're in a building, and again, you need to go to the site. And once you see the website, you're going to want to go check this out. So 37 units left for you to put your stuff in. SimpleSelfStorageUnits.com. As always, you can go to FrankOpinion.com and click on sponsors, and there they are. Everybody is alphabetical. And now, better late than never, here's Eon the Peon with his contribution to the Burke segment.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
I saw this article yesterday, and the author of the article was having, I guess, just an internal discussion with himself about the perfect grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, we've talked about this.
And he goes on to make two different sandwiches.
Does Archie like grilled cheese?
He does not seem to like any sandwiches at any point, at this point so far.
Nothing bread, like bread.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly?
No.
Whoa.
No, not really. I mean, he likes crackers and things like that, but to get him to eat any bread so far has been an issue.
That's
so
very interesting.
But so this guy in the article makes two different sandwiches, but one with one single slice
mm-hmm.
of American cheese,
mm-hmm.
and the other one with two.
Need two.
You think so?
I think so.
This guy at the end of it comes to the conclusion that the cheese to bread ratio is too much.
Well, he's wrong.
With two slices.
Cheesy.
Yes. He said you lose the bread at that point, where it's just too much oozing cheese. But that reminded me, because this article mentions American cheese, which is my favorite cheese.
Oh, that is, if you do grilled cheese,
especially on a sandwich or something that needs to melt. Yeah. And then it reminded me, I saw this video the other day that talked about government cheese, and essentially that's what American cheese is now. The same
rat,
mix.
Rat boy, he loves
cheese.
Oh, I know, man.
He's very excited about this article. I was not. I think by the time I was old enough to remember anything, I don't think government cheese was really a thing anymore. I think that was mostly maybe the 70s and early 80s. Government cheese.
Yeah, they handed out cheese.
Yeah, Do you know the history of government cheese?
No, I've heard the term, but I don't know anything about it.
So, of course, I went and did some research on it. James L. Kraft, get that name, of Illinois, started a manufacturing process of making this cheese product, which... When most of the time you read American cheese, it'll say cheese.
It's not really cheese.
Or Velveeta. Yeah. If you buy Velveeta, they can't put, it'll say cheese food or cheese product. They can't really call it cheese at that point. But so he made this process where it was easy to make mass produce this cheese. And so the government, it said the government in the 30s had these programs for farmers. And so the government started stockpiling all this dairy because I guess there was too much of it. They had, you know, I guess they were supplementing the farmers by paying them, and then they would give over, you know, whatever products they make. And the government was sitting on all this cheese
that they didn't know what to do with.
So, so it said in the 80s, the stockpiles were so large that they had it, storing it was more expensive than giving it away. So then the government even paid dairy farmers at that point to not produce any more dairy for 5 years.
So, who did they decide? How do you decide who to give it to?
It was low income people. Yeah, it was called the Temporary Emergency Food Assistance Program, which I guess now it's called SNAP, I believe, but back then it was called TFAP or whatever the acronym was.
That sounds dirty.
So yeah, when you hear government cheese, it was either handed out for free in cities. They would have like a food pantry where you could just go, and it was those long blocks of, it looked like Velveeta, but it was called government cheese, and you'd slice it off. And I think the mix was essentially what we know now as American cheese. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
American cheese almost looks like plastic. It's but is it good?
Oh yeah, melted. Depending. It's, yes, and I'm not a fan of Velveeta. I know some people like. Slice that off and put that on. The taste to me, it just.
What is it that comes in the can like?
That's called easy cheese or string. No, string cheese is different. But that, yeah. And if you look at an easy cheese can, it'll say the same thing. It's not real. It's not real cheese.
I only like Velveeta with Rotel.
Yes, in a dip. Yeah. I think Velveeta is a good dip cheese. But
a guy named Melvin, and his last name was K-U-T-S-U-M. And he came up with an incredible cheese. Couldn't mark it. Cut some cheese.
Cut
some cheese.
For some reason, cut some cheese. No, thank you.
Yes. Yeah. So that was it. That was all I had. Just a little cheese.
Melvin cut some cheese, huh?
No, Melvin.
He's on at 10 o'clock, isn't he? Melvin Cutsum.
Oh, Cutsum.
He's the 10 o'clock show.
That's not even funny. Dan, did you have anything?
No.
And you snorted, too.
No, I know.
I played Dan his story. You should hear yourself.
I heard it.
You sounded just like John Lomb.
Yeah.
Heard it yourself?
I did. I heard it.
All right. Play it for him. This is you just now.
Oh, yeah.
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 Wow.
I recognize it.
Not good radio. So, today the joke will be dedicated to Janet. Let me check my email and see if Janet sent me. I said, if you'll send me your last name, hang on here. I'll be happy. I'll check it during the break. But Janet, the joke is for Janet because today's her birthday. And she said, hey, I don't know how long it's been since you told the, and I can't say the word because it gives away the punchline. But Janet, that'll be for you today. Now, I have.
Oh, just, you have a caller to call in. We have some. Maybe we did something wrong.
You're telling me not to do what I was going
to
do?
No, I just saw the lines all light up.
I'll do whatever I want to do, okay? This is awkward. I'm going to tell you right now, do what I want. And I'd like to take a call right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Let's talk to Kathy. Hello, Kathy. How are you?
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I am having a good day. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to tell you about the free cheese.
All right.
Back in the 1970s, my mom went over to the Northland Shopping Center. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Northland?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Famous bar.
She took my my daughter, who was like 4 years old at the time, and she goes, come on, Krista, we're going to go get some free cheese. And she came home with 2 5-pound blocks of American cheese.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a lot of good. That's a lot of toasted cheese sandwiches, grilled cheese sandwiches.
I'm not kidding you, and it was really good cheese.
All right.
And it was free. Two big, 10 free. Pounds of cheese. Yeah. I know, you can't beat that.
Now, were you poor on welfare assistance?
No.
Anybody could get it?
No. Yeah, in fact, her two sisters, they all went.
Oh. So it wasn't...
All three of them.
So a wealthy person could go and get cheese.
Well, yeah, I think they were just trying to give it away.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the story.
Well, thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you
for listening. We'll talk to Paul. We might as well. We started. Did we close the Burke segment?
We did.
Mm-hmm. All right. Paul, how are you?
How are you doing?
Good.
I remember back in the early 80s, my wife at the time, she had a great aunt that was very poor, and she got government cheese. And I'll tell you something, it's better than any kind of American cheese that you pay for at a store. It was really good cheese the government provided.
Hmm. No kidding.
Yeah, I wish they still had a program where I could get some.
Well, they don't have the stockpile anymore. It's all gone.
No. Oh, probably. My wife's aunt probably ate it all.
Oh man.
Why, was she a big woman?
She probably blocked up pretty
big?
Good.
Was she a big woman?
Yes, she was.
All right.
Mm.
So they get
your Aunt Hazel.
No, right. I don't think we need
Frank,
her name out.
Can I ask you a question since I got you on the line?
Of course you can.
Okay. Augie Bush, when he built that stadium that they tore down, the round one, I think it was completed in 64.
Mm-hmm.
Did he use his own money or did he get other people's money? Did he finance that himself?
That is something I can't answer. That's something you throw at the guy we have on in the morning. He knows all about that stuff.
Oh, okay, because I was wondering, back then the rich took care of themselves. Now the rich want your money, too.
That's true. That's why they're rich.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right, Paul.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Appreciate it. I don't think I have enough time. We got to get Bill Cleveland
in
here. How much time would you have? Like none?
Like none. Yeah.
Well, shoot. Okay. I'll save it. Maybe we'll do it in the Playhouse. We are about to check in with Bill Cleveland, but first we got some traffic to do. And according to Article 4, Section 3, Paragraph 7, I cannot at this point introduce Tim Weiland with traffic. Dan has to do it. It's a union thing. Dan, it's all yours.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Is that the KTRS handbook?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Here to give us some traffic is Tim Weiland. Tim?
I don't understand that rule. We're both union.
Go figure.
Yeah, don't try to figure it out.
I won't. My brain will hurt worse than it does.
Yeah.
All right. They cleared that accident. It was actually a tractor trailer that ran into the median wall. Eastbound Highway 270 at the Chain of Rocks Bridge. It's off on the Illinois side on the shoulder. Traffic is still jammed back from the Halls Ferries through about Bylack when things finally open up. You've got an accident on westbound Highway 270 right after Highway 70. Excuse me, westbound 70 right after Highway 270. The right lane is blocked. You're backed up between Fifi and the Rock Road. You also have an accident on westbound Olive before Dealman Industrial Drive. Only one lane getting through. Traffic is jammed east of Highway 170, and then you've got another crash blocking all lanes westbound on Del Mar just before Kings Highway. This traffic report brought to you by GNC. Make every day your big game. Find the courage to take the first step toward any of your goals. Lower prices, free rewards, more results. Visit your GNC or GNC.com. Hashtag One New GNC. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
Still behind the wheel at 6 p.m. weekdays, wishing you could get a full report of the latest news, sports, and weather? Well, you can with Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on KTRS. Depend on it.
Join KTRS for the second annual Heart and Soul event, Saturday, February 4th at the Palladium St. Louis. There'll be strolling magicians, live music by Groove Thang, fabulous food and cocktails, and an amazing auction. Don't miss the second annual Heart and Soul to benefit Cardinal Glennon Kids, Saturday, February 4th at the Palladium St. Louis. Get your tickets to Heart and Soul, presented by Keeley Companies. You can't go wrong with a night out that will help heal the hearts of Cardinal Glennon Kids. For tickets, visit glennon.org.
Play better golf at the St. Louis Golf Expo, February 10th through the 12th at the St. Charles Convention Center, and get 15 rounds of golf while supplies last. Presented by the Post-Dispatch. Don't miss their huge golf equipment sales. Info at stlgolfexpo.com.
Go to the St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show February 2nd through the 5th at America Center. Shop new RVs or just learn about traveling RV style. Save $2 on admission at stlrv.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and PM cab company. There's an app. It's STL Taxi. It's free. Free. So download it. You'll be glad you did, because you do not want to be seen in anything but a Laclede Cab if you're AM and PM. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Good afternoon, Bill. Fantastic. How about you?
Good deal. Doing well, thanks. Well, President Trump, that still sounds weird saying, President Trump fired acting Attorney General Sally Yates yesterday. Either has something to do with that travel ban, or he heard a rumor she was friends with Rosie O'Donnell. And a guy in Indonesia claims that he is 145 years old. In Indonesia, 145 years old. I think actually it might be true, because today he was hired to join the cast of 60 Minutes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Donnybrook.
Or Donnybrook, yeah.
Donnybrook.
That's great. Scientists say that in the future, maybe the near future, your vehicle could be powered by human waste.
I hope so.
That. Yeah, sounds like a great idea until, you know, your carpool friends ask you to chip in for gas.
Oh, man.
That could be weird. And finally,
fill her up.
You got it. Well, a survey finds that Washington, D.C. has the most 25 to 34-year-olds in the country who make over $100,000 a year. They're called hookers.
Washington, D.C., yeah.
Hookers.
Oh, yeah.
Hooker humor. It's all the rage.
That doesn't make any sense, because Washington is full of people who represent our country, and they are high elected officials.
Respectable, I guess.
Yeah, who would be hiring those hookers? It doesn't make any sense either. Check into that. That can't be right.
Must have got must be that fake news that keep talking about.
That's it. That's what it is.
Right. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
He said five like he had southern accents. Big 550. Yeah. But he was in South Dakota. Well, the South Dakota. Yeah. That explains it. Do not.